Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Friday edition back in studio here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. We got Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Kevin Walker in for Pepe and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube.
What is this? What is this?
That is our show run sheet.
Nobody's ever printed this off.
What is this?
Kevin's taking an extra step.
Look at that. Taking notes, my God. Peyton Russell.
That's what it looks like, guys, when my email sent. Thanks, Kevin, for actually showing them.
Well, I would go to it, but every time I go to it, it's like 3 weeks prior of that same day.
Oh, like it puts it in the conversation. And so it's at the top as the one from 3 weeks ago.
Because you don't do a new email. You just like copy and paste, and so it's like
I forward
yeah. So it's just like a new, so it's like, so if I were to go to today's email, it would be from like Friday, June 17th, and then I have to go down to the next one and then down to the next one.
Oh, it just doesn't come into your email?
It comes in a group message, but it does prioritize the most recent one as like that's the one you open.
I struggle with email chains, dude. When it maybe it's a Hotmail thing, I know I'm aging myself, but when there's 7 replies, I can never go and find the message that I need within it. It is a pain in the rear end. But we had an explosion of late news late yesterday and overnight. I've been up since like 3:15.
Really?
Yeah. Got up, just couldn't go back to sleep. Mind wandering. I felt like Bobby there. I'm checking this. I'm sitting there taking the old man pee, and I got the NFL Players Association head resigning. Of course, we already have TJ Watt news. We got Trayvon Diggs news. We got Dame Lillard news. Ezra Raku signed as a second-round pick. Had an explosion of news taking place, but we will start the Friday edition. Thanks for turning it on, leaving it on, with TJ Watt getting his new deal, $41 million per. The guaranteed money is obviously in there at $108. That makes TJ the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. And Bobby Belt, along with RJ Choppy, are both here to say it's not going to hurt the Cowboys in dealing with Parsons.
Yeah, because it's like you've already taken the brunt of the injury, of the pain of not signing Micah.
Yep.
You know, had you signed him a year ago, you probably could have saved yourself, what, $5, $6, $8 million if you signed him a year ago, when the moment he was eligible for the fifth, you know, to get his contract extension. But now that the market has jumped already, and then TJ only jumps it by, what, $1 million?
Yeah.
So you're what do you, and who can you get for $1 million? Let's say you save $1 million. Who could you get? You can't get anybody.
Which they're not even getting that. They're not even getting $1 million savings. He was never signing for 40. Like that's the thing. He's never signing for 40. It's set up now where it was going to be between.
You're saying it was going to be more?
It was going to be 41 or 42, somewhere around there. And like TJ getting that, he just said the other day, it doesn't matter to, he's like, those other deals don't matter to what I'm doing. He already knows what he wants. You got to remember, the agent that he's dealing with, Derek Stingley, this past offseason, the top of the corner market was $25 million. He got Derek Stingley $30 million. Like, I mean, this is not somebody who really goes by like, well, let's go $1 million up over by the... He's already got his number in mind. He knows what he wants, and he's going to go get it.
But, you know, so, but does he... If he has a number in mind, I mean, that things could change.
I don't think that anything can go up much higher than it already is. Yeah.
Can the guaranteed money change? Did we... Where are we with... Maybe we should stop looking at average per year and look at guaranteed money and how that has been layered in terms of jumping, because now we're at 108.
Well, so like, again, if we're talking about...
And the league with all the collusion wanted to stop all the fully guaranteed money because of Watson. 108 is pretty close to 123.
108's high. Dak's guaranteed money was really, really high. No, I think that what you were looking at was probably always going to be around $42 million a year, and whatever his guarantee will probably be upwards of 90% of the deal, something like that.
And look, I mean, again, if they had signed him a year ago, it's a lot of savings. Yeah. At this point, you've already taken a brunt of the saving of the loss, right?
The leapfrog.
So if they get him at 42 versus 41 or versus 40, okay, like it's not really going to kill you.
Yeah.
You've waited this long.
Yep.
There's no rush. Like, this is the... Now, if Trey Hendrickson comes out here tomorrow and gets 46.
Yep.
Which he won't. Yeah.
But if for some reason he does,
yep,
you know, we can have a different discussion then. Because then that changes a lot of things.
I'm actually saying this in reality. This isn't some crazy statement I'm just making up. Micah sat down with The Undertaker. And he decided to unleash a little bit. I think this is the most... He's been PR and generic, and I'm a warrior, and I need to train. I need to prove it. I need to fight hard. And the gloves kind of came off a little bit with Taker.
I would never understand it. We wanted to do the contract last year. They're just kind of like, we want to do Dak and CD. And then you go out there, perform again. And then, you know, you would think like, all right, we'll get it done early. We know there's some guys that's about to get ready to get repaid, like Miles, you know, Max is gone. So you would think like, hey, let's get ahead of that. You know what I mean? I just never understand, you know, when guys come into the league and they're consistent and they, you know, they perform well, why they got such an urge. But then there's guys that just have one good year or maybe two good years, and it's just like they get it right away. And now, even now, you got TJ and Max and all these other guys is getting paid, and you can't want us to take less because you just decided to wait, you know? We obviously want to get done early. We want that relief off our backs, but obviously ownership is always going to make it drag out, make it more complicated than it has to be, lack of communication in that standpoint. But, you know, I just always say, God has me this far. He ain't done with me yet. So, you know, I just keep working, keep going. And then when it come, I'm going to be ready. But, you know, it ain't going to be no drop off.
So there's some Micah shots fired. First time I've kind of heard that. Communication took a shot. We wanted it done earlier. I don't know why other guys who have done much less end up getting it. Again, all this stuff means nothing. Zeke and Jerry went back and forth. We had our Dak drama in trying to read between the lines. No, I flush all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence flat out said, all right, trade me. I mean, you guys can't give me money. Go ahead, trade me. So, like, they have these things happen, but I think that would be the one thing that might annoy them a little bit of those statements was the thing about communication, and we wanted to get this done early in the offseason.
Yeah.
And Jerry would say, I thought it was done early in the offseason. You told me it was.
What do you think changed?
I think that the agent went, no, the hell, you're not signing anything where you get in a side. I think Mike was told, we're not doing that. Do not, and don't
but
do that anymore.
What aspect do you think of it?
So probably what it was there was an agreement in general agreed upon. A lot of these things, when Jerry's gotten somebody off the side, you got the thing done, and then they go in there and they work on the bones of the detail. I don't think David Muluget is going to work on the bones of a contract that he didn't agree to. And so he's gonna. I'm not even doing this as a starting point. You guys agreed to that. I'm not going in there to fix the details just because you got the price you wanted. We're not doing that. And so, I mean, look, I think even if this was last year, we talk about...
But that's what Micah wants. That's what he would do.
What?
To fix the details, right?
Yeah, he. I think he just got there and Jerry was an effective negotiator across from him. But I think that Muluget last year would have shot for... If they would have gotten it done last year, he would have gotten Micah 40 then. But, like, I don't think it's saving a ton of money because David sees where the market's going, and he knows this will be 40. I'm not signing you for 35.
What's the difference in total guaranteed versus fully guaranteed?
So, total guaranteed is the amount of money that is guaranteed over the entire life of the deal. It's kind of funny money. Fully guaranteed is, like, when you sign the deal, this is all you are guaranteed to get. Total guaranteed is a year from now, your 2029 salary fully guarantees if you're on the roster on that day. So, those are the guarantees when you look at the little markers that they hit across the time.
Because I'm trying to figure if the guarantee is the holdup here. Miles is making 40 a year. He's getting 123 and a half total guaranteed, 89 million fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
Then I look at Bosa, Nick Bosa. He's getting 122 and a half total guaranteed, 88 fully guaranteed.
So somebody like Miles without looking at the deal
and
right
with
now.
TJ with this 108, is that total or
it's probably
full?
Total.
All right.
So it'll be that last year.
So, what generally happens is, like, if you look at the 89 that Miles has, that means that when Miles signed the deal, he probably has the first couple years guaranteed, like, when he signs it. And then probably the third year salary of that contract when it gets to 123, he probably has 32 million that... or 34 million, whatever it is, 34 million becomes guaranteed on the fifth day of the league year next year or something like that. Yeah. So there are provisions built into it, but it's kind of a myth to say it's guaranteed.
It just seems like the Cowboys, like tonight, you make a nice dinner for your wife, significant other. It's going to be.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know you would. It's going to be you would cereal and milk.
I just don't cook.
It's going to be surf and turf.
Ooh.
And you got $100 to spend. The Cowboys don't care about the leftover money to get the seafood and the nice bottle of wine. They're like, we're just going to wait and we're going to spend $80 on the ribeye, $80 on the filet. And instead of having some leftover money saved to get the shrimp or the lobster or the crab cake, what's a bottom feeder fish that you
that's never, tilapia.
Filet and tilapia.
Don't eat that.
There's a reason you never see filet and tilapia on a menu.
No.
Or ribeye and tilapia as your surf and turf. And then instead of going and getting the nice $40 bottle of cab, you're getting Milwaukee's best.
Hey, tell me a difference between a $40 bottle and a yellowtail. You can't. I can do taste tests right here. The Cowboys are smart here. They know that the only thing that matters in that dinner is the steak. It's the quarterback. So nobody cares about the other stuff. You can't tell the difference between good tilapia and bad.
So the Cowboys may go, it's a $1 million difference with Mike and TJ. That's nothing. It's $1 million. Well, you take one, and then you take the other contract you waited on, and then the other contract you waited on in a salary cap league. I have a $100 budget. And I could have saved $7 million and not the one. But I get frustrated with people who isolate the individual deals and go, you only save $1 million, you can't get a $1 million player. It's the cumulative savings of everything that you have to gather under the cap. Sam Presti gets a lot of credit for this in OKC, not necessarily with these recent deals, but getting in to gather up more money and at least trying to negotiate and have savings because they also have a cap with aprons.
So they would typically look at it like this. I was explaining this to somebody at the firehouse yesterday. They were asking me, like, okay, so what's their thought process on waiting on a contract? Let's say they get the deal done in advance last year before the season, okay? He is scheduled right now to make $24 million this year on the fifth-year option. Last year, he made $2 million. So they're looking at it and they're saying, you wanted us to get something done a year early. You wanted us to pay $32 million more a year earlier than we needed to in the name of saving $3 million annually. Why? They look at it as, no, I'm keeping him on that cheap deal until I just absolutely don't have to. The suckers are the ones who will get into a deal and then they kill the last 2 years of the deal and just say, oh, we'll go ahead and pay you even more now. No, if you sign that you would much rather have him on $2 million last year than $35 million annually. That's how they look at it. I'm not saying it's right, but that's how they look at it.
But then are you paying more on the back end with where the market has gone?
Slightly, yes, but not what he's saying is, you know, you may be paying two to even $5 million. Let's say it's even $5 million.
The market would have had to. They would have to end up paying Micah $9 million more annually this year than they would have last year, in order for that discrepancy to be made up by paying him early.
We're starting to get a flurry of second round picks signing. Of course, the top two were guaranteed. that
screwed up. Getting a flurry of scabs. That's what you're getting.
Oh, they crossed the picket line.
Yeah, you're getting a flurry of scabs. This is awful. This is awful.
And they should be ashamed of themselves. Ezeraku is one of the ones. He is ready to go for Oxnard.
So you had the first two guys fully guaranteed. It was Carson Schweisinger.
Mm-hmm. Schweisinger.
And then Jaden Higgins. So Cleveland and Houston.
Higgins is the one who really messed it up. Or Houston.
Yep. And then the Seattle, they signed their first pick, the 35th pick. So the number three pick of the second round. He got Nick Amonawori. He got 4 years, 11.6, fully guaranteed. So you have three guys fully guaranteed. And then you get, you know, the Niners sign their guy. He gets 90%. It's 4 years, $10 million, nine guaranteed. And then Ezeraku, the very next pick, 4 years, 10.1, 8.1 guaranteed.
And yesterday I was saying it. I knew these kids would fold up. On
deadlines
this one.
Make deals, man. That's what it folded. Is. Get a training camp deadline. He could have practiced without a contract, but obviously he exposes himself to risk.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is really, you know, Dallas Morning News wrote about it. Calvin wrote about it that when Alfred Collins signed, that just then makes everybody else easier. Because Alfred Collins signs with San Francisco, that's 88% guaranteed. Now it makes it easier for a framework for, okay, well, that guy signed. Let's knock these out.
He should be ashamed of himself.
Is this the beginning of the end for Trayvon Diggs and what happened with him yesterday? The Rangers making another move that Nico Harrison would puke over and add Damian Lillard to RJ's loser list. That's next. Glad you're waking up with us. Loaded Friday. No reason to go anywhere else. We're going to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible with Sean and RJ.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Thank you, Kevin. It's Sean RJ along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, and the 6 a.m. Club live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. What's going on with Trayvon Diggs? He's going to lose $500,000. This is from Calvin Watkins. He's going to lose $500,000 from his base salary for not rehabbing at the team facility enough. The contract stipulated he had to participate in 84% of the offseason program at the Star. So the base salary is going to go from $9 million to $8.5 million. How big of a deal is this, Bobby, with how rare it's actually enforced?
I mean, how much does Trayvon Diggs care about $500,000? It'll all depend totally on his reaction to it in terms of how big a deal it is, I guess. He seems pretty flippant about it. Like, in terms of, this was something that was discussed as a possibility. He still was not showing up to the facility or doing enough of the work there. Freely talked about how he was doing stuff on his own, so either he didn't think he was calling a bluff, or he didn't care in the first place.
Because Calvin says Diggs is believed, it may be Shireen, Diggs is believed to be the first Cowboy player to see his base salary lowered because of this.
Yeah, I can't remember them doing this. But also, I don't know how many times this has actually been presented to them as an opportunity, other than...
Right, because if it's happened 10 times and never enforced, and all of a sudden now you're enforcing it on Diggs, I can see him butthurt over that.
What's the league standard? Typically, or is it team to team?
Team to team. Some teams will enforce it. Some teams will use it. Generally, teams use it as like a form of discipline. Like, really, like, I'm serious. If you don't show up, we're doing this.
And Jerry had, it's being called, publicly rebuked Diggs for his previous rehab. Mm-hmm. So this has been a thing in the past. And then again, Shireen saying he could miss most of or all of the 2025 season. She keeps saying that.
I'm going to have to ask her why. I got to ask Shireen why. Because I haven't heard that he could miss the whole season. That's not anything the Cowboys have talked about. The Cowboys have talked about that they think he's going to be there.
Well, they have no... There's no benefit and advantage to him to saying that he could miss the whole season.
I mean, what's the benefit and advantage of saying we don't know when he'll be back, but we expect him back at some point?
Maybe there's a competitive advantage. I don't know. Maybe this far out, there's not. Probably, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Right. I wouldn't think this,
like,
far
week
out
to week there is, though.
There's, I think, an advantage they just
week
don't
to week
know
to saying, you know.
I don't think they've seen him enough, clearly, because they're fining him. But I think they haven't seen him enough, and so they don't have a good grasp on where he is with his rehab, and they didn't trust it last time. So they're like, I don't know. I mean, he could miss the whole year, maybe. Like, this is just, I'm surprised that if this was going to be enforced, that Diggs didn't show up more. So either Diggs genuinely doesn't care about the $500,000.
Yeah.
Or he didn't think they were going to do this, and it's going to be pretty spicy next week when we're in Oxnard. Because he's not somebody who generally censors when he's upset.
Mike Williams retires off the Chargers. So that kind of surprised them. Had some injury issues. So Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert, they miss a weapon. He was the first pick when they relocated to Los Angeles. And I think he's just 30 years
old.
Wow. Yep. 30 years old. He appeared in 106 games with 67 starts. So Mike Williams is gone. And then Rashee Rice is going to serve some jail time.
30 days. 30 days for Rashee Rice.
For what happened right here in the Metroplex.
I mean, literally, like, right down there.
Yep.
Did
that result in a death?
No, there was injury. And he left.
It was leaving the scene.
Like, it was him and, like, five other people literally walking up the tollway. Right.
Kelvin's resulted,
yes,
in death.
Yes. Kelvin's was a death.
The other Kelvin story, another one resulted in,
yes,
death.
So I'm interested to see what the NFL does here. Like, 30 days in jail is not nothing. Right? That's not nothing.
No.
There are people they've suspended who didn't go to jail at all.
It's a 5-year probation, and he can serve the 30 days anytime within that 5 years.
Anytime. So, like, you know, and look, not all crimes are the same. And there's sports crimes and there's different crimes. Like, you know, crimes to companies vary. You know, you could do no jail time, but it'd be worse public relations wise for a company to deal with. So I wonder, like, how are they gonna handle this from a suspension standpoint? Because yes, he did not, like domestic violence would be worse in the eyes of the NFL, I think. But a lot of times, you know, like that hasn't come with jail time for a lot of players, right? But they still get suspended. But Justin Tucker, had a his whole sexual abuse thing that got him 10 games. Now, he didn't go to jail, but he still got 10 games. Rashee Rice went to jail, but I don't think there's a chance that he gets 10-game suspension.
Did you read the statement he made through his attorney about this?
No.
The lies.
Read it.
There have been a lot of sleepless nights thinking about the damages that my actions caused, and I will continue working within my means to make sure that everyone impacted will be made whole. I urge everyone to mind the speed limit, drive safe, and drive smart.
Mind the speed limit.
A lot of sleepless nights. Y'all mind the speed limit out there.
I think he's paid $115,000 in restitution to the victims so far. So just when the Chiefs thought they were getting their full arsenal back at receiver, Rashee Rice probably going to be suspended.
I also want to know why NFL.com in covering the story said Rice was driving a Lamborghini SUV at 119 miles per hour, and then they put in parentheses 191 kph. Why do they even need to reference that? I don't understand why they would put that
is
in there.
Is it kilometers per hour?
Yeah, I don't understand why.
Sending this story to the Daily Mail, getting them to
the Daily Mail frequently will not put stuff into our terms. They won't they won't convert things over for us, but I guess NFL.com's doing that
now. They call it leaders.
Late last night, the head of the NFLPA resigned.
Yeah, and this is a unique situation for the NFL, one that they haven't typically found themselves in, where usually somebody, their job comes up for review. They don't typically have somebody resigning. Tom Pelissero said that Lloyd Howell voluntarily submitting his resignation from the NFLPA says there's no provision in the NFLPA constitution for this. The Board of Reps is expected to meet within the next day or so to discuss next steps. It says this evening, Lloyd Howell informed us that he is stepping down as executive director of the union. We accepted his resignation and are grateful for his service. The board will convene as soon as possible for a meeting on next steps, and we'll be in touch with our membership soon. And he had been under a lot of fire lately for just...
There was a domestic violence accusation from back in the day, hiding the fact from the players that the league tried to conspire to keep guaranteed salaries down. That, to me, was the...
It's bad.
That's the red flag.
And, I mean, the NFLPA just took a loss yesterday in... or Pablo Torre had gotten documents out again. This has, been the summer of Pablo, yes. All the stuff mm-hmm. that he's gotten out.
And the balls to name your show Pablo Torre Finds Out or whatever it is.
Yeah. And find out every single
deliver.
Episode.
You got to deliver.
You got to deliver. ESPN's like, where was this when you were here?
Yeah. And so he, but Pablo had talked about that or had gotten these documents out that back in the day when J.C. Tretter and the NFLPA was encouraging players like running backs, hey, fake that injury a little bit. Extend it a little bit if they're not going to play ball, if they're going to devalue running backs. So they actually lost in mediation over that, and now they've basically gotten their hands slapped on that. So this was a lot of court losses that have been exposed publicly recently. You talk about the domestic violence thing. It's just been a bad run for him to the point where he was clearly feeling pressure and had to walk away.
It'll be Bobby and myself versus RJ Choppy in the battle over the loser list that RJ started creating last week, and I am adding Damian Lillard to it. As yesterday, the news came out, although your argument is very persuasive.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm thinking about going to the middle of this fight. I'll see if Bobby can pull me back to the dark
side. Yeah, I'm going further to the side going to do that.
I think RJ had a pretty good argument. Dame Lillard finalized a 3-year, $42 million contract to return to Portland. Player option and a no-trade clause. So Brad Beal loses his no trade. Dame Lillard and LeBron now the only two players in the league with a no trade. So it's a storybook return.
Storybook
ending. That's all the internet was just in their feels. As I love to see this for the 35-year-old, and combined with his Milwaukee salary, he'll now have a 2025 salary of $70 million and a salary of $141 million over the next 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Before the opt-out.
So that's bad. That's not bad work if you can get That's not bad work if you can get it. Look, here's the thing. Dame, if this was 5 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever, I think you could say, man, this is kind of loser vibes. Dame isn't a legacy player anymore. He's not going to be the number one on a championship team, most likely.
Right? Why?
I agree. Although he did, and I was surprised by this, I went back and looked. He scored 25 last year.
I was going to say, he's been the exact same player statistically that he was in Portland. It's just his shots went down because of Giannis. Other than that, like efficiency-wise, rebounds, assists, everything. Like if you look over his career, he's been the same player. In 11 years in Portland, he was 25 points, 6.7 assists, 4.2 rebounds. In 2 years in Milwaukee, he was 24, 6 points, 7 assists, 4.5 rebounds. He was actually up on all those others.
He's still 35 years old.
Like, and he's going to have a year off recovering.
And he's got a year. Yes. So he'll be 37 by the time this really kind of kicks in.
Yeah.
So at that point, it's like, all right, and Gilbert Arenas, I think it was either Gilbert or Pat Bev told us, not personally, but on his podcast, that the number one player on the team gets credit for the ring. Everybody else's ring doesn't matter.
And I agree with that.
So if he won a ring in Milwaukee with Giannis, it'd be Giannis's ring.
Well,
although
Drexler didn't get dinged like that.
Who?
Drexler didn't get dinged like that.
There are layers to it. Like Gary Payton.
He would have been Drexler, though, literally coming from Portland mid-30s and winning with another star who had already won
dinged.
Before.
He got dinged. I dinged him. It's a logical one.
Well, I mean, you did because for the sake of the argument. But no, he did not. Nobody thinks of Drexler as like catching
when
on
you
like
said
that.
Drexler, I was like, he didn't win. And then I'm like, oh, he won at Houston because he joined the most hideous uniforms in sports history.
Oh, which one? The 94 or the 95?
The
with the little animated
stripes.
Rocket?
The ones that had the stripes
not
on
the
them.
Animated rocket. Not the like.
Oh, I hated the animated rocket.
No, the animated rocket was
the
beautiful.
The Tito Mobley
one? It's one of the best uniforms in the history of professional sports.
Looney Tunes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Like Space Jam.
I love it.
They're old school red ones.
Oh, yeah, the ones that say Houston or Rocket. Okay, those do suck. No, those suck.
No, those
suck. Those are trash.
The crap ones.
This is a segment full of awful takes
from
you.
It just looks like an old 90s. Looks like the 90s threw up.
Look, I get that he was miserable in Milwaukee, and he said he was just watching YouTube boxing highlights, and his family was all there and everything. That's fine. It's just like I told Davante Adams, though, when he went to the Raiders. Just be okay with what happens. Like, you're never going to be in any higher-up discussion. I agree with you, like, he's not going to be an all... He'll always be remembered for being all-time clutch. Dame time is his legacy.
Dame time, yeah.
But to throw away and pee away any possible shot at a championship, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer from any hope that you had to move up a little bit.
Yeah, he is. If he would have stayed in Portland, he would have been looked at as a loyalist. Now he looks like, oh, you can't step outside your comfort zone. Like, that's how he's going to be looked at.
And took money. And took the money. Which is fine to take the money, but Bradley Beal just signed for nothing in order to go ahead and try to win.
It does look worse on him to go back than it did, than it would have to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he would have just stayed, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Absolutely worse on him.
If only he could wear those uniforms.
Oh, those are awful.
Look how beautiful those are.
They're so bad.
They're so great.
So bad. So, but, you know, but to me, it's like, you know, he was only, unless he was the
number one guy. In order for your argument to be right, he's going to have to come back at 37 and be like a really poor man's third option and even like a fourth. If he's like a strong two or a 1B, like his numbers were in Milwaukee, I'm going to kill him even more.
But would he have gotten credit for the ring?
I don't know. I have to go back
in Milwaukee?
Yeah, like, you know, because like
if he was scoring 25 a game.
Yeah, sure.
25 a game is a lot.
That's a lot coming up in Achilles.
If
at
he's
30,
scoring 16 a game, no.
Yeah. I know it's Achilles versus ACL, but we do have to remember also we're talking about this same context with Kyrie, basically. Like, Kyrie's going to be coming back the same sort of way.
Yeah, he is. I mean, again, like, you know, and also it's, you know, he is at the, if he's not going to be the top dog, just go where you're happy.
Nobody would have dinged, and that's it. Like, if you think if Dallas would have beat Houston or Boston 2 years ago, nobody would, I don't think, would have thought of that as not being Kyrie's title.
So I know the internet is in love with this. I think RJ's got a strong defense here, but Bobby and I, loserless for someone who I never thought could ever be on it because of the popularity and Q rating, Damian Lillard going back to Portland. And he should have waited this out, unless the money just definitely wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, look, I mean, he was in no rush. Milwaukee was paying him anyway. He could have waited this out, seen how long he played, see what happens next year. We have no idea what next year's offseason is going to be. He could have gone to Boston.
We lost a whole year of, like, Instagram training videos and reports that he's getting closer to signing with a team. What a selfish person.
The Texas Rangers make a move, and are we fighting again with the G-Bag Nation? We have the audio for you to judge next on Sean and RJ.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Man, everyone in place of Peyton just nails these reads.
Yeah. Incredible.
Textbook.
I like that. It was jarring yesterday, like I said, when I realized how, like, he and Scottie Scheffler are the same age, and Scottie talks like he does.
Yeah.
Peyton talks like he does.
Say the word unprecedented.
Unprecedented?
Oh, he says it too. Man, maybe we're wrong.
No, we're not wrong.
I know we're not wrong.
We're not wrong. We got one of our final concert ticket giveaways during the 720 commercial free expressway. But Nico Harrison rolling over in his grave after looking at the latest two moves of the Texas Rangers. Yesterday, we talked about the big man that they were bringing up in place of Jake Berger.
Oh, the girthquake, Rowdy Tellez.
The girthquake. Well, the Rangers have acquired right-handed pitcher Jose Ruiz and cash considerations from the Atlanta Braves in exchange for my guy. Say goodbye to Dane Dunning. Jose Ruiz, who is he?
Well, I mean, the Rangers are chubby chasers. So that's what we're finding out. As Jose Ruiz is a 250-pound relief pitcher from the Atlanta Braves with what has amounted to, between Philadelphia and Atlanta this year, an 8 ERA. So not necessarily a superstar by any means. Has struggled, pretty big deal, with Chicago, Philly, Atlanta. Like, I mean, it's somebody who has a relief pitcher over the last 5 years. Has not been a super effective reliever. Over 9 seasons total, he has a 4.62 ERA. So that's who they've acquired.
Man, I gotta tell you, you said he weighs how much?
250. He's 6'1".
His Wikipedia says 6'1", 190. So he has put on quite the pound.
Yeah, I mean, look, they went and got Jock Peterson this offseason. And Eric.
Dad bod.
Talking to him about how he has a dad bod, basically. And then we already know about Jake Berger. And then they went and got Rowdy Tellez. And Kumar Rocker is not hefty, but no. I mean, he's heavy.
He's heavy. He's not hefty. He's a big dude. He's not beefy. He's just like a unit.
They have to have the heaviest roster in baseball.
Don't forget about Jock as well.
Yeah, that's who I mentioned. Yes. Yeah,
you mentioned Jock.
He is filling in for Peyton.
See what happens. See what happens when you just try to overdo it.
Come on, Kevin.
Look at that. Stick to the reads. Yeah. Stick to the reads. And unprecedented. Rangers back in action tonight. If you see me out of Texas Live pre-gaming or in the stadium, say what's up. And I'll get your beer at Texas Live. I'm not going to stop.
Do you know where you're sitting? Have you looked at the tickets or?
It's the company suite.
Oh, really?
I won some drawing, I guess.
Oh, and the happy hour thingies.
Taking the father-in-law to the game. Got to take him to the stadium for the first time.
Did you win the company suite or the company tickets? Those are two different things.
The company tickets. Like, I'm in there with other people from the company.
Okay. Right. Then yeah, you should be set up in the suite.
Be some food in there. It'd be nice.
Do they do food and drink in there for this?
Yeah,
typically. Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
A little pizza.
Excellent. Yeah, there's a whole drawer in there usually with free alcohol. It's great.
I got, you and your wife are the first ones of mine. Yeah. All the time.
Not me. I think I've got hammered at a Rangers game once.
The G-Bag Nation is going to be doing their show from the Globe with the executive chef, sitting down with them as a special guest. What happened yesterday with G-Bag?
Well, first off, this
I didn't get that text about the chef. We almost booked him.
I do like
what you brought us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who? Fran Fraschilla's not good enough.
Yeah.
But if you make crepes, yeah. Put them in the expressway. Yeah.
But the line cook over there, they got the guy who throws the little parsley on the side with the lemon wedge. That guy, yeah. We got to have
him. How do you do it?
What?
How do you do
we
it?
We got to have that guy.
Coming up at 6, the bar back.
Guys at Costco picking up the 2-pack of Rayos.
Do you think Broadus is going to try and claim this too? It's like, we had 30,000 people show up to our remote. All right, so yesterday, for a second day in a row, Ross being unable to screen calls, what G-Bag
of the day. Does Corey Seager show up at your broadcast?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good transition. We're about to have a Corey Seager reference here. So, 2 days in a row now, Ross has won G-Bag of the day for being completely unable to screen calls. Instead, believing he was a secretary who takes notes and then passes them on to you guys.
That was on our show.
So after this, after it won a second time, or after they played it the second time and we're leading into it.
Reet must die back there. Reet, were you here for this?
Yeah.
Ross
did a phenomenal job.
Except for
the only thing I didn't go over with him, which I assume was that he knew how to take calls for the air.
Yeah, you should have known when you told Ross to do it, he didn't come back with the okie doke.
Yeah.
That he didn't understand.
Instead,
he had
it turned into a Dear Abby column.
And Dawson talked about this when they played it the first time. He was like, I guess we just take that few calls at the station. Like, we have board ops who have been here for 2 years and just don't even know what it means to, like, pass
don't
on a call.
Don't they do? What you drinking? What you thinking?
But Ross doesn't cover it as much, I guess. I don't know. But this was after they played it for a second time, and Gavin Dawson and Eric Chiafalo took a couple jabs.
In fairness to Ross, I think that second one was the caller not realizing he was on.
Yeah.
Probably because Ross hit the button at the same exact second Sean said his name, which is actually still Ross's fault.
The whole thing is...
Maybe he didn't pot him up.
Truly, truly amazing, man. He's like, Ross, who do we have? Ross. Dead silence. Ross?
Well, you don't want to mess up around those guys, though. Sean and RJ, the best, I think, at making fun of their coworkers in radio history. Just fantastic
top
stuff.
Tier. Yeah, absolutely, man.
Pure gold.
Was that before or after Choppy tried to trade Seager away from us?
Damn.
Yeah, I didn't try.
They say, and apparently G-Bag's been getting some texts trickling in, complaining about Choppy trying to trade Seager. That's how they had an awareness of it.
See, that's not an open thought.
I wasn't trying to trade him. I even said no. I wouldn't do that. It's an open question. You pose a question.
That was a quick, subtle Dawson jab, one of his sarcastic ones. They do a great job. Pure gold with the way that they take shots at their coworkers. It became a much more expansive shot-taking session a little bit later.
Shell shack the other day.
I mean, you had to take off the jersey you were wearing because we ran out so fast to give to a loyal listener.
Yeah, and then how many dozens of people showed up after they were all gone?
How many people waited around for the jerseys as we're bringing more?
Mm-hmm.
Like hanging out with us.
Yeah,
and stuff
it was a huge thing. I mean, people were getting hammered to the point that they were falling over.
Yeah,
it was just it was an incredible time.
I just like to bring attention to the truth here, and that is that clearly Sean, RJ, and Bobby are infinitely more likable than us. You know, I think you could listen to their show and clearly see that. I hear that on a daily basis. You know,
yeah.
There's warmth. There's hospitality. You know, every segment.
Yeah, I think they were even cracking jokes about signing a G-bag flag. You know, about like how it was dang, I wish I didn't have to do this, but here I am.
Finding the funny in everything.
Yeah. They're just guys. Such good guys.
Such a gross flag they had to sign there.
It's crazy that in a community event like that, at a firehouse, it's very communal, it's happy, and they're just lashing out, making crap up.
Sad. All right.
We did blow them out at the Tolbert garage door spot on 30.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. We were running out of stuff left and right.
It was insane.
But they don't care about facts.
No. Their show never has.
No. 15 years running.
Kidding me?
15 years running. Doesn't care about facts.
Doesn't care about facts. I didn't see the G-Bag article come out yesterday.
I didn't see that one either.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one either.
I didn't see that. You know, this is just jealousy. I'm not even mad at them. I kind of pity them. You know, and Tolo Chris Navarre always hits us up. He's like, y'all remind me of my siblings. When you bust balls to the degree that we do, it just shows
it's a love
how close and tight of a relationship you have. When you don't speak to each other except for when the microphones are on and it's a morgue in the commercial break or the pre-show meeting, like, these guys are so dead off the air that The Undertaker's jealous. These guys are so dead. Gavin Spittle doesn't even meet with him. He meets with us. Why? Every single week to have fun. To have a relationship.
As soon as he gets to work on a Monday.
There's
he starts whole week on the right foot.
Ask G-Bag when's the last time they ever had a meeting.
To be fair, I don't think Gavin wants the contact high of walking into their prep room.
That's right. And then, of course, you're going to get some people showing up. When you have 14 people on a show and three people in the Metroplex like one of you, 14 times three. We have three people out there and Ruben. But we have less numbers, but we still get as big a turnout.
You know, when their show's on, nobody has to get to work. They have already snuck out of work.
That's right.
You know, now
including
they're
Dawson.
Including Dawson. Now
people are getting in trouble for their boss, like with their bosses to come see
us. Yeah, now they're just avoiding going home to the wife.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like that's all they're doing.
I really
feel bad for Samson.
For who?
Samson. I mean, Chiafalo. He cut his hair. He lost everything. You know, he had such a great head of hair. He cut it. He's lost all of his superpowers. He's not even that funny anymore.
We need to have a bar off. We need to, for a month straight, hype up Friday night, 7 o'clock, at a bar, down the street from each other.
At the same, yeah.
You can't go to both. Okay? And then we'll see who brings out more people to party. Now, you can go to their dry party. With your vape pen and have fun over there.
N.A.
Or you can come over to our party, which everyone does for these firehouses. A bar off. That's what we need to have. Get it sold. Bar Scooter, off. It's on you right now. Raul, whoever's in the building, down the street, 7:15, and we'll see who gets the most people. We'll settle it that way. What do you think?
Oh, I like the idea.
That's easy.
I think Gavin's probably going to put the kibosh on. He's like, I don't want one show just completely embarrassing our afternoon show. Like, I don't want it to be such a blowout that...
But we'll give them K&C, too.
Yeah, even more drinking.
So I don't want it to be such a blowout that, like...
877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line here on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. We have a concert ticket giveaway to hook you up with, and we have a live update on the British Open. Round 2 is taking place, and I was so happy to talk about this when Bobby is out. A development happened yesterday that's going to make me miserable talking about it with Bobby back. That's next on Sean and RJ.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.